How's all your prayers this evening? I'm reminded tonight more than ever before, except the Lord build a house, they're going to labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman is just going to wake up in vain. Yeah. I need the Lord's help tonight. I need your prayers. In the New Testament, as Jesus was giving his teachings, many times he would give a parable, a literal happening that he was able to bring out a spiritual lesson with, maybe so we can understand it better. Well, tonight what I'd like to start with is a parable of my own. Sometimes we have things that happen in our own life that we would really rather not tell anybody about. Maybe foolish decisions that we made. But I have one that I want to start with tonight that I'd like to share with you. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was on the computer, internet, checking my bank statement, minding my own business. And if you've done it before, you'll see something pop up every once in a while over on the side. You have the opportunity to click out of it, but as far as I know, there's no way to keep it from happening. Well, on this day, as I was checking my bank statement, a pop-up came up. And as I looked at it, I said, you know, this is a product I think I'd like to try. It was a vitamin. You may have heard it before, an acai berry. Well, and it said it was free. And I love things that are free. And it's a free trial. And there's only a small cost. $2.95 is all it'll cost for me to have this free trial. And that's just to kind of cover the shipping. Well, $2.95, what is that? That is no cost at all. Well, except for one thing, it gives them the gateway to your debit card. So it really is quite a cost. But I went ahead and ordered it. It looked like it was a good thing to do. Ordered it, and sure enough, the product came in the mail. It had, as I was going through there, it's, you know, give your information, give your address, give your debit card number. And it had a button down there. It said, hit this button when you're finished, confirming the order. Well, I did that. A few days later, the product came in the mail, and I stuck it up in the cabinet and thought, you know, one of these days I'll try that. I've heard that it's a good vitamin to try. Didn't think another thing about it until a few days later. I was checking my bank statement again, and that morning, this vitamin company had pulled out $150 out of my account. Well, I knew it was a mistake, probably an honest mistake. You know, you trust everybody. So I called her up, the company, and I told her, I said, there's been a mistake made. There's been $150 pulled out of my account today, and I just wanted to call and let you know. She didn't ask me how much I had liked the product, and her voice was just as calm as could be. She said, sir, did you read the terms and agreements at the bottom of that? She said the terms and agreements, if you had read it, said that you had 14 days from the day that you ordered this, not 14 days to try it. I'd have never taken the thing if I'd have known that. You had 14 days from the day you ordered it to send it back if you didn't like it. Because some more of those terms and conditions said that each month thereafter, we're authorized to pull $150 out of your account and send you another bottle of it. Well, you know, $2.95, that's all it was going to be. And just the calmness in her voice let me know I'm in trouble. Because she repeated, sir, if you'll go back and read the terms and conditions, you agreed to that. Well, as the realization of what had happened hit me, my throat started closing up. I couldn't hardly breathe. In trouble now. Because I realized, you know what? I've just joined the ranks of those that's been took. And what could I say? Could I say I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau? Mm-mm. because the terms and agreements were there. It said below it, because I went back and read it. But it was after, it was way after that confirm button. And I thought all I needed for this $295 product was to put in my information and hit confirm, and that was it. And it didn't help any that when I was doing all that signing up, that Cheryl told me, said, I wouldn't do that if I were you. If you want the product, just go to Walmart and get it. Well, I want to tell you something tonight, because I don't want you to leave here just saying that Dan's message was to warn us about buying on the internet. I believe into our life, we get into some things, and when we're in it, we'd like to forget it as quick as possible. And the Lord will come along to us and say, wait a minute, there's some spiritual lessons that you can get from this. And that's what I'd like for us to share tonight. Yes. If we will take that story, and it's real in my mind today, if we'll take that story and see what the Lord has for us tonight, spiritually, because I want to tell you, there are many people tonight that had that same mindset when they went out into sin. Yes. The devil told them, it's only $2.95. It's a free trial, just a very small cost. In fact, it was, you want to have some fun? Maybe we've heard it said this way, let the good times roll. Just such a small cost to it. Let's go to a verse in 1 Peter. I desire your prayers tonight. 1 Peter 5 and 8. Here's a warning to every one of us. Because I want to tell you, none of us are going to escape. The devil has a plan for every one of us tonight, saved, unsaved, no matter where you are spiritually, he's got a plan for you. This verse says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And here's our part in it. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accompanied in your brethren that are in the world. Resist it. Steadfast. Amen. This is our place. This is what I need to be doing. There are terms and conditions to us going out in sin. There is a cost that we must pay. Just as sure as God placed some laws in motion, gravity, you throw a rock straight up in the air, you better move out of the way. It's coming down. You go out into sin, there'll be a cost. Guaranteed. The only danger is that the devil would like to tell you it's only $2.95. In fact, there's a free trial to it. But there's some hidden terms and agreements that we need to look at. I would like for us to go to Ecclesiastes, because here's one of them. Ecclesiastes 11 and 9. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. Let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. Walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. If we could think about this analogy, that sounds like only $2.95. Hardly any cost to that one, but it doesn't end there. But know thou that for all these things, God's going to bring you into judgment. It isn't over. Read the terms and agreement that we signed when we hit the button. That the devil made us think there's no charge to it. There's no real cost to it. Another one in Romans says, the wages of sin is death. It's going to be that for everyone that goes out into sin. So I would like for us tonight to think about this analogy a little bit. If I could say that each one of us, our mind is this computer screen. The pop-ups are those thoughts that are presented to the mind. And as far as I know, on the computer, there's no way to stop all pop-ups. That you can say, if I go in to check my bank statement, that's the only thing I want to come up. You've got to deal with all these other things, hitting on the side. Hey, go this way, go that way. Folks, I want to tell you, it's just that way in life. Yes, it is. I can start out, my desire is to make heaven my home. My desire is to walk with the Lord. There are going to be pop-ups come in my life that I am going to have to just click out. I will not even entertain it at all. In 2 Corinthians, you remember where it says, tells us to bring into captivity every thought. I've got a responsibility to do, just like that computer screen. God says there's going to be some things come. The devil will be able to pop it up into your mind, but you're responsible for keeping it out of your heart. That I would let it go no farther, that I will cancel it out quickly. And in thinking of this, let's take a look at Eve now. On her computer screen, a pop-up came. Let's go to the third chapter. She had already read the terms and agreement. It says in 3:1, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Do you see this pop-up? She's going along. God has blessed her and her husband so well, given them everything that they could have, that they needed. Many more things than what it would take to just have life. Seemed like he was so interested in them being happy. And the devil comes along with a question. Has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? You know, quickly, it would have been real good for her to hit the X button on that. Not entertain that thought. Because I tell you, I've done it myself on the internet before. Have you done it? That pop-up comes up, and you see that thing, and you start scrolling down, and it looks like it's something that's almost too good to be true. And you get to the bottom where you're ready to put your information in, ready to put your address in. But then it says, give me your credit card number. Give me your debit card number. And you say, no, don't think I'll do that. And you get out of it. I kind of look at Eve this way tonight, that this same thing was happening to her. A pop-up came up from the devil, from the serpent, from Satan, that told her, is this really what has been told to you? So quickly, on her screen, if she had been checking her bank statement at what all God had been depositing into their lives, the things that he had given her, if she would have said, you know, I really don't have time for you. I'm looking over the deposits that have been made into my account. But instead, she did what has been so easy to do, is I'm going to take a little time, I'm going to just read. I'm going to take a look at what there is to offer. And she did that. There is a process that happens. It tells us that in James. I'd like for us to take a look at that in James 1. There's a process that we go through. It still happens that way today. In the first chapter, blessed is that man, the 12th verse, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Blessed is that man that when that pop-up comes on the screen of his mind, that he resists it, that he gets rid of it. That man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Now here is where the process starts. Let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But here's where the process starts. Every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. This process just starts to begin. The pop-up has just come up. And I look at it and I say, you know, that is a product that I've been wanting for quite some time. I believe I'll read into it and see if it's as good as I've heard it is. But there, it continues on. He's tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. When lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. Yeah. Guaranteed. Just as sure as there is a law of gravity, this course will take place unless I hit the X button and get out of it. Right. And get back to, because this one tells us, bring into captivity the thoughts that come into our mind. Those pop-ups that come into my life, those that come into your life, I'm responsible. Whether I take them in, spend some time with them, or whether I get rid of them quickly. Because if we look at what happened with Eve, these same pop-ups came to her. It took that process with her. I kind of believe that at first when she came back to him, which she did there in that second verse, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it. She has read the terms and conditions. She knows. She's already gone through the whole thing. She didn't hit confirm like I did and didn't take a look at what it was going to cost her. She saw it. Of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Can we get it any more clear than that? The terms and agreement. Will I hit confirm when it tells me it's going to cost me my life? Am I willing to hit confirm and think maybe he really didn't mean it that serious? It is just this serious. But I can kind of see Eve taking a look at it now. She's read down there through it a little bit, and it said that it's only $2.95. Has hardly any cost to it at all. And she starts thinking, what would it hurt? I can almost see her in my mind typing in some information. Coming on down closer and closer to now you need to give your debit card. Hit confirm, and it's settled. And it says as it goes on down, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of it. Hit the confirm button. Yes. She knew what the cost was. But something had happened in her, and it's going to be real easy if we're not careful. Something will happen in us where God has said, here's the cost. The wages of sin is going to be death. It's guaranteed. But how many people are saying, maybe not? Maybe it's only the $2.95 that it said up at the top. Here she took of it. And what a cost. As I look at her life, we see by the end of this chapter, the Lord God in the 23rd verse, this is the true cost. It's not like what the devil had told her. It's just such a small price for you to pay. Here's the true cost. The Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. He drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. As I looked at these two verses here, it made me realize, you know what? The Garden of Eden was not destroyed when man walked out of the gate. A flaming sword was put there to keep him from re-entering. So he worked just outside the gate, possibly, and had some time to be able to look at what he had lost. Yes. When Satan had told him it was only $2.95, God has said, was it God that told you don't eat of it? Yes, that's who told me. He knows there's going to be some things happen to you if you eat of it. Yes, he did. That's why he told him don't do it. And she went on and did it, and what a cost. I want to tell you, there's a cost tonight for us. And I want to tell you, it's not just to the lost. It's not just to the unsaved. The devil has a plan for each of us tonight. He knows what it will take. He knows our weaknesses. There is a song that says, Satan always paints a beautiful picture. The people always look so happy. For he knows how to paint them that way. Yeah. Have you gone by a casino lately and looked at the signs that they can now afford? They don't just write out on it. They show the person just a laughing like everything. I've just won $25,000. He knows how to paint them that way. Yeah. Have you gone by a billboard lately that has a cigarette advertisement, that has an advertisement for drinking? He knows how to paint it that way. That song goes on, though. Satan never paints the tears of sorrow. Never paints a broken home. Folks, I've never seen on one of those casino billboards a home with a foreclosure sign out in front of it. Because of picture said it was just $2.95. But the end of it, someone that maybe the billboard says drinking is only $2.95. But it goes down till it destroys a home, it destroys relationships. What kind of price can you put on that? Tonight, I'd like for us all to walk out of here real careful, because the devil has a plan for every one of us. It matters not that today I'm saved and sanctified. I want to tell you, he's got a plan for those too. Do you remember with Esau? It says in Hebrews, lest there be any profane person who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Such a small thing to swap. Let's look over in Genesis 25. I'd like to look at that just a minute. 25th chapter and then the 31st verse. Here we have a story of him looking at this, and it's, what would it be worth? Here it is in the 30th verse. Esau talking to his brother, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And look at what a value he had placed on his birthright. Behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright. And it says on down there, then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage and lentils. He did eat and drink, rose up and went his way. Seemed like such a small price to pay. I'm hungry. Looks like I'm about to die anyhow. What good is a birthright if I die? He didn't put the value on it that he should have. Folks, I want to tell you something. The pop-ups in our life breed discontent. They cause us to start saying, looks like there's something better out there. I've got to have that. Folks, I want to tell you about another one. Achan had a family, had a rule. He had read the terms and agreement. Don't take anything for yourself from Jericho when we take it. It was such a small thing. We could maybe say it was only $2.95 worth. When he took that little wedge of gold, when he took that Babylonian garment, and he hid it in his tent. But the price was so great. If you go on down in Joshua toward the end of the 7th chapter, now it's time to pay. And the price was so great. It didn't just include him. And folks, it'll never just include us. It's going to reach out into areas that the devil never told us. It'll cost your child. It's going to cost your home. It's going to cost your wife. Satan always paints a beautiful picture, but he doesn't show you the sorrow, the broken home. It says he never paints the hopes and dreams of a life gone wrong. You never see it. I've not seen it on a billboard. But the Lord's telling us tonight, be on guard. I've given you lessons. He lost his family. They died. No doubt they had no idea what Dad had done that day. He could have said, you know, I really need to get this for whatever reason. My children will need some money on down the road. Doesn't matter. There were terms and conditions to what he did. There are terms and conditions for us tonight. There's another song that says, sin will take you farther than you want to go. It's guaranteed. Slowly but wholly, taking control. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to pay. There's something I want to tell us tonight. We may say we're safe because I'm saved and sanctified. I want to tell you, the devil's got a pop-up for us too. Let's take a look at Hebrews in the 12th chapter. And in the 15th verse, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness. You know, sometimes that root of bitterness can almost seem like, I deserve that. It's only $2.95. That person did me wrong, and I hold them for it. But the cost seems so small. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. That in the end, that price runs up so much higher than we ever realized. The devil has got a plan for each of us tonight. And that plan, he doesn't have to see the end of it this year.
That's right.
He doesn't mind if it takes him 1 year to get you, to get me.
Right.
If it takes 5 years, if it takes 20 years. In our song number 392, it covers four different groups of people. It says, "Oh sinner," but he didn't stop there. He said, "Oh neglecter, where art thou? Backslider, where art thou?" And it didn't leave out the Christian. Every one of us, where art thou? There has been a cloud of witnesses that has gone before us. And I would like to say that in that cloud of witnesses, we just only have those that have made successes. But I want to tell you, it'd be valuable for us to realize that in this cloud of witnesses are some that are telling us, don't do it that way. It cost me more than I ever realized. Don't go this way. One of the stories of that, because I tell you, the devil is busy tonight. He has done it in the past with me. Unforgiveness. What's the price of it? Sometimes it only seems like $2.95 when you've been done wrong. But it will follow on down through life and cause me to be lost in the end. I need to see the true value of it. There's another one that I would like to look at in the 16th chapter of Luke. There was a man that, if we could say it this way, he had a pop-up come in his life. In the 19th verse, there was a certain rich man. The rich man and Lazarus. We've heard this all my life. If we could look at it this way, a pop-up came into his life, maybe as a young man. And there is nothing wrong with making money. We don't see that he went out and stole from anybody. We don't see that he got it in any wrong way. It's just that somehow through this, he lost what was so important. To where at the end, he wasn't ready. It's almost like he gave his information, gave his debit card number, and hit confirm, and never read the terms and conditions. You remember on down there where it says, he died, Lazarus died, but in hell this rich man lifted up his eyes, being in torments. He never saw the cost of not doing what he should have been doing. And there was something that happened in there that has been a challenge to me. You remember when he asked, would you send Lazarus back? There was something that was told to him. Son, I want you to remember. To me, there's a time, right now, memory is pretty valuable to me because it seems like it's going away. But I want to tell you, there's a time, if we're lost, that we will wish there were no memory. Because there's a song that says, if then you're lost and forgotten, writhing in flames of despair, you will remember you've chosen to be there. Chosen? Did I choose to get a $150 bill when I saw only $2.95? Yes, I did. Because I didn't read the terms and conditions. You will remember that you've chosen to be there. Folks, in the Bible are terms and conditions for each of us, saved and unsaved. Those of us saved, he's telling us, be careful. Don't let any root of bitterness stay in there. It's going to cost you far more than you had expected. In our songbook, number 482, and I'd like for us to sing this in closing. It says, there's a line that is drawn by rejecting the Lord, where the call of his spirit is lost. When I thought it was only $2.95, and it costs so much. It goes on down in that chorus, have you counted the cost? If your soul should be lost, much greater than I would have ever known. Have you counted the cost? You remember with Moses in Hebrews, he made a choice. He had a pop-up. Could have been Pharaoh's daughter had him there where he could have had a good life. He made a choice, choosing rather to suffer for the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. You know what? We would be foolish to stand here and say, there are no pleasures in sin. What we can say of a surety is the cost is far higher than you ever expected. There's a song that I heard at a funeral just a few days ago. A verse of it has really stuck out to me. It said, "I look at the years I have wasted. How sad. What a shame. What a loss." You know what the devil would like for us each one? To come to our last breath with that as our testimony. But I want to tell you, even that verse continued on this way. "But Jesus had mercy, his love shed on me, and he led in the way to the cross." I want to tell you tonight, even though the cost is death, the wages of sin is death, I want to tell you there's a way out. And I'd like to look at one more verse in closing. In Isaiah 61:1, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Talking about this Savior that's coming. It's going to be able to take us out of this bondage. "Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives." Those people that thought it was only $2.95. Those people that the devil deceived and took them along. If we could say it this way, Jesus is coming by saying we're still in the 14-day grace period here. You want to be free? I'll set you free. "To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." Have you counted the cost? And I want to close with this, with my little story. As this lady was talking to me just so confident, now I look at it as Satan saying, "I've got you." There's a verse of a song that says, "He'll come to us and say, there is from here no passage out from this dark domain." Don't believe it. Stay within that 14-day grace period. Beg the Lord, and he will redeem you. Because on that day, she was so confident, it was all over. And she asked me, she said, "Sir, which would you like for it to be? Would you like to cancel for next month? I've already got your $150. Would you like to cancel for next month, or would you like for us just to continue sending the product from here on and getting your $150? It didn't take me long to think, and I really didn't want either one of those options. And all of a sudden, and I believe the Lord had mercy on me, I said, "What day did I order that? Let's forget about whether I should have been had time to do 14 days of trying it." I said, "What day did I order that?" She told me. And I said, "Today is," and the light came on. They had pulled it out of my account 4 days early from that 14-day grace period. And I said, "You know, and I want you to think about this, Jesus is doing the same thing today. Says he's come to proclaim liberty. Amen. He's come to break you out of that bind that you got yourself into." I said, "I want to tell you something, ma'am. I sure appreciate you calling me. Because if you hadn't called, if you hadn't pulled the money out of my account, I would have never had this conversation and have even known about a 14-day grace period." I said, "This is 10 days. And I'm still within the 14. I'd like to cancel. And would you put that money back into my account?" She was quiet because she counted the days too. And they put that money back in my account. Folks, that's just a little literal lesson. I want to tell you, the spiritual cost runs so much deeper than that. But I want to tell you tonight, we're still within the grace period. At any time that you realize, I've accepted a pop-up from the devil. I started down that road thinking the cost was so small, and I'm realizing now it's so great. The Lord will break you loose from that. I want to thank the Lord for his dealings with me. Could we sing that song, "Have You Counted the Cost"?